Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Op die paaie, daar stand se kragonderbreking in Centurion, so al die verkeersligte in verskeie areas buite werking hanteer asseblief as vierrigting stop. Dan het ons ook 'n hele paar boodskappe ingekry oor die verkeer op die N1 Noord, stadig basies tussen Botalaan in Centurion tot verby die Stormvoelweg afrit in Pretoria.
Politieke partye hier in Suid-Afrika reageer wyd en suid op die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump se dreigement van die onttrekking van befondsing te wyte aan die ondertekening van die wet op onteiening. Hier is die EFF Action SA en die DA met hulle opinies.
The statement by Donald Trump is offensive and undermines our sovereignty. Our reliance on foreign direct investment surrenders us to the will of imperialists.
These challenges are of our own making as a country with a complex history of oppression followed by 30 years of misgovernance by the ANC.
It is not true that the Act allows land to be seized by the state arbitrarily and it does require fair compensation for legitimate expropriations.
Ons hou hierdie storie dop en dit is ook iets waaroor die markte verskriklik gons. Kom ons gaan kyk wat daar aangaan. Nou, in Amerika het Wall Street se aandele skerp gedaal teen die opening van die markte. Dit volg nou op Trump se sogenaamde handelsoorloë teen Kanada, Mexiko en China. Die tariefverhogings daar gaan na verwagting lei tot meer druk op inflasie in Amerika wat ekonomiese groei glo in die kiem kan smoor daar. Die Dow Jones het 20 minute na die opening van markte vanoggend 'n daling van 1,4% getoon. Die S&P het 1,7% laer verhandel en Nasdaq het met 2,1% verswak. Intussen het Suid-Afrika ook onder Trump se vizier deurgeloop. Hy dreig met die opskorting van befondsing aan die land nadat president Cyril Ramaphosa die onteieningswet goedgekeur het.
Donald Trump het in 2018 presies dieselfde op Twitter gesê daai tyd. So hierdie is 'n herhaling van wat hy in 2018 gesê het.
Dit is Stu Foster van Galileo Capital.
Uiteraard het tariewe negatiewe implikasies oral. Sy twee bondgenote aan sy noordelike en suidelike grense, die twee wat hy eerste aangevat het. Hulle het onmiddellik teruggekom met tariewe van hulle kant af. Nou die probleem is, Suid-Afrika is 'n klein oop ekonomie. Ons kan nie in 'n tariefoorlog betrokke raak nie. Dis onmoontlik. Ons het wêreldhandel nodig, ons het strukture nodig. Ons produseer vir uitvoermarkte en vir ons om in 'n handelsoorlog betrokke te raak, kan ons baie baie duur te staan kom.
'n Dollar kos R18.90, 'n euro R19.39, 'n pond staan op R23.33, goud verhandel teen $2,825 11 per fyn ons en Brent ru olie teen $75.88 per vat. Ek is Marlene Versheer, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with some rugby news. Halfback Kingpin Sanne Lenohamba is going to ply his trade in Japan after being granted an early release from his Lions contract. The 2023-24 URC Player of the Year can play either at scrum half or fly half and has recently fallen out of favour with the Lions, and Nohamba has now signed for the Blue Revs in Japan. The move was supposed to only happen in July, but the parties have agreed to an early release. Sundowns coach Miguel Cardoso says that Thembi Nkosi-Lorch was unhappy at his lack of playing time at the Downs, and this led to the veteran midfielder moving to Raja Casablanca as he reunites with his former mentor Rulani Mokoena. Lorch joins the Moroccans on loan until the end of the season. From one unhappy player to another one, Marcus Rashford has made the temporary move from Manchester to Birmingham as the striker joins Aston Villa on loan at the end of the season. Now, according to Sky Sports, Villa will pick up 75% of his over £300,000 a week salary, which is rumoured to have put off European giants like AC Milan and Barcelona. And skipper Kayla Rinneker admits that it just wasn't South Africa's day as the country continues to wait for an ICC world title. The under-19 women's team lost out to India in a one-sided final that saw South Africa choosing to bat first, but getting bowled out for 82. India reached